There is a space inside my being that is known as the heart. And when I have pure feelings for other people in my heart, when I have love and openness towards others, the heart is a place of illumination. When the heart is filled with truth and with pure feelings, I feel a sense of joy, of lightness in life. And it's as if I have no burdens. I am able to be carefree. But when I hold any type of grudge or resentment, that resentment becomes a cage that keeps me from my own goodness. Allow yourself to move into a space of stillness as you prepare to reflect on a question. Think of one person in your life who you hold resentment towards, someone that you can't forgive, and ask yourself, how do you see this person in your mind? When you interact with them, when you talk to them, when you think about them, how do you see them in your mind? Chances are, you see their defects, you see their weaknesses, and you continually see the mistakes they've made. And that vision is the prison itself. Now moving back into that space of reflection, ask yourself, is that absolutely who that person truly is? Is that absolutely who that person truly is? Or is that perception of them a cage that holds both of us? To release yourself from resentment, understanding is essential. And most importantly, the understanding of our universal story. So take a deep breath and allow yourself to go on a journey beyond the limits of your perception, beyond time, and into the eternal story of the soul. Let go of the world that holds you and enter in to a different space. As souls, we come from a region of light, pure silence, where there is no sound, where there is no time. So just sense yourself there. This is where every single one of us come from. This is the home of souls, beyond physicality, an ocean of light, an ocean of peace. Allow yourself to be immersed in that ocean of peace as you remember the true nature of all living beings around you. All of us come from that world and we enter the physical dimension. We enter this world to play our parts on the stage of the earth, to experience life in the physical form. And when we first begin, the path is filled with joy. It's illuminated with the qualities of our souls. But something happens after many births and after much time has passed. We go from a place of innocence and freedom and truth and soulfulness. And we journey on to a place where we feel more and more distant from our souls. It's as if we develop spiritual amnesia. We get caught in the physical, and all of a sudden, we experience loneliness. We experience separation from our soul and from God. And it's as if all souls become like orphans, lost and in pain. It is only from this pain that all of us have caused each other sorrow. When we have pain, we can only give pain. But it's not our natural nature. If I want to change the vision of the person that I resent or can't forgive, I have to let go of that small vision, that cage I hold them in, and remember our universal story, that we're all doing our best, and the only pain came from being separated from our own light. When I can remember this, I can begin to shift my mind to a place of understanding, and I can begin to see other souls as God sees them. And instead of demanding them to be a certain way, I can love them for who they truly are, who they have forgotten themselves to be. In this way, I will step out of the cage of resentment and return to that beautiful space of the heart that is illuminated, that is light, that is beautiful. When you are able to do this, you will once more travel the journey of life back home to your real self and to your natural state of joy.